At the seminary I attended, there were a number of students from the Diocese of Wichita, Kansas, and one of my classmates served in a parish in the north end of that city, Resurrection Parish. At that church, above the altar, inscribed on a sort of a canopy above, are the words, "Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed." And when I had first seen that, I thought, well, that was a really wise decision for the people of that parish to be able to see that and be reminded of that when they come to celebrate the Eucharist, because it recalls that Jesus was not only speaking to Thomas and to his brothers that day, but to all of us directly, you might say. We ought not to feel disadvantaged because we've been born 2,000 years after that happened or live half a world away. Blessed are those who have not seen and have believed. A great compliment that is being paid to us who respond in faith and who seek to join ourselves to the Lord and to find him in his body and blood, soul and divinity in his holy church. Now, unfortunately, of course, we know the moniker Doubting Thomas has been applied to this apostle. And I say unfortunately because who's to say that one of the other apostles wouldn't have reacted similarly if they had not been there on that first Easter Sunday evening during that first appearance of the risen Christ, like Simon the Zealot or Bartholomew or Philip, for example. It happened to be Thomas. And as we know, this is a gift to us that he was so stubborn in saying, I'm going to need to inspect the wounds in his hands for myself in order to believe that the Lord is risen from the dead. And before we conclude that Thomas was, kind of flagging or wishy-washy, let's consider some other evidence of him from this very same gospel. In the Gospel of John, remember that story where Lazarus has passed away and Jesus announces that he was going to go back there to that town of Bethany just outside of Jerusalem. The first reaction of the apostles was, wait a minute, they were just trying to kill you the last time you were there and you want to go right back to that place again? But Thomas has a contrary response. He says, let us also go to die with him. Does that sound like something that is insecure or only half-hearted? Not at all. In fact, according to tradition, it is believed that Thomas may have traveled as far as the Indian subcontinent in his missionary journeys. So we ask for that same valiant attitude and for the fire of the Holy Spirit that animated St. Thomas to animate us as well, and we call upon his intercession today.